with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've been talking about big chunks of meat today, and we just covered the pork loin. Pretty popular, a great piece of meat because you can find that stuff on sale for $1.99 a pound, and you can feed a lot of people with a pork loin. And want to switch over now, maybe a little bit higher class piece of meat is a beef loin. And yeah, there's tenderloins and there's strip loins.
Do you still have one in your freezer?
I do.
Let's get that baby on the
grill.
Yeah,
and I've got, we'll talk about that in the last segment, but I got two backstraps out of my deer that we've not touched either.
My goodness.
And we're going to talk about the rump roast that I've got, two boneless rump roasts. We haven't touched any of that.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
So beef loin.
Beef loins.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
now
an easy piece to mess up too.
Woo, yeah.
You got to be careful.
Right, and you're messing with a little higher dollar piece of
yes,
meat
you are
on this one, so you might want to listen up.
It can be up to $26 a pound.
Right, depending, yeah, what kind of cow it came
from.
Yeah,
I just saw one, $26.50 a pound.
Right.
For a prime.
Right, yeah, and you can see the you can see the choice or the select. You'll see the selects around $6.99 a pound. You're eating dairy cow.
You think so?
Yeah, I've seen them, but, you know, you get what you pay for. It's like anything else in life.
But, you know, I think even an $8.99 select piece of beef loin would probably be a pretty nice piece of meat, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Can you tell I'm hungry?
Yeah. So they're going to be lean, right?
Yep.
This loin comes off the back of the cow, and it's all muscle up there. There's not a lot of marbling. That's when you get to the choice or even the prime, you get some marbling. But most of them are a pretty lean piece of meat.
So
what are they, about 2.5 foot long,
yeah,
and maybe as big around as your fist.
Yeah.
Right?
So if you order one, if you just buy one, let's say at a big box store, and it's cryovac'd, one thing you're going to want to do is trim the silver skin off it.
Right.
Because it's unsightly and it will be an unpleasant chewing experience.
Right.
So much like the tri-tips that we talked about a week or two ago.
Right.
You know, you want to trim them up. So get a good sharp knife and, like, whatever your trimming, paring, or boning knife, your favorite knife is,
mm-hmm,
sharpen it up real nice and just peel that skin off. And then I'm going to probably say I would put it kind of over a low direct fire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to salt and pepper it, and I'll put some oil on it, and I'm going to put it on a real low fire and just slow roll it and keep rolling it. Roll that baby across the grill. Just keep paying attention to it.
Right.
And I'm going to bring that up to about 130 in the center, and I'm parking it.
Yep. So we've been talking about these temperatures and the critical point where you want to pull meat off, and that always leads to probably the number one tool in my barbecue box is a digital thermometer.
Right.
Whether it's a instant read that you stick in the meat or you put a probe in the meat and it's got a remote monitor that'll send you a signal to your phone, or it's just a
there's
beep.
So many ways to do
it. Yeah, there's so many ways to do it. But the moral of that story is do it.
Thermopen is the brand we prefer. There's Maverick. There's lots of other knockoff, you know, Taiwanese or Chinese brands out there. Thermopen's out of Utah. I finally put a new battery in my 5-year-old Thermopen.
Funny you
finally
said that. I just did that last week.
Yeah.
And now that you say
it
wasn't
coming on.
Right. I'm like, oh, crap, it doesn't work. Oh, wait.
Well, yours is just as old as mine.
Right.
That's
yeah. Right. Yeah. And evidently we use it about the same. But
yeah,
anyway, no, a very, very important tool. Now, when you're cooking the beef, if you don't have a thermometer, get one is the solution. But what you never want to do ever is cut into it to see how done it is.
Well, if you're
in the
yeah,
middle,
right? If
don't
you're doing a
do
beef
that
tenderloin, just even if you go and buy a cheap or take your mom's, if you're that bad, get a analog thermometer and put it in the top. That'll work too.
Right. The one with the little dial, it'll tell you.
Yeah.
And the key is
leave
like
it there.
The last quarter inch of that point is what's reading the temperature.
Yep.
So you want to get that right to the center because obviously that's where you're going to get the least heat as you move in. The outside's going to get more done than the center.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. So it is the weekend, and we're talking about large chunks of meat. Beef tenderloin right now, I'm going to say you could, since you're grilling it, you could get a little mop sauce, depending on the profile you're putting to it. And some people even marinate them.
Right.
So you could put a little mop sauce on there because it is very, very lean. You want to keep it, you know, hydrated, and you want to build up a nice patina on the outside of that. So it wouldn't hurt at all if you use something water-based and keep the oil out of it, because you'll get a flare-up if you do that.
Yeah. So any kind of a sauce, a teriyaki-based sauce.
How about just some beer and some Dales?
Yeah, Dales.
Dales works great.
Dales is good. It's salty. Be careful on Dales.
That's why I would say beer.
Right. Yeah, you got to cut it. That's where I'm going, is because Dales, D-A-L-E-S, makes a marinade, and they don't have anything to do with our show other than I'm going to tell you it's a really nice sauce, but be careful with it. Taste it before you start using it, because it's super salty, and you got to cut it with a nice beer or something to knock that saltiness out of there.
Right. But now, if I'm going to do a beef tenderloin, I'm probably going to get a couple of nice big loaves of garlic bread. I use Cole's garlic bread. It's made around here, and it's fantastic. And I'm going to put that up on my rack and just roast that for a while with the lid down. And then I'm going to open it up for a final. Once the butter's melted, I'm going to throw it on the grill and crisp up that buttered portion of it a little bit, and serve some nice Cole's garlic bread with that.
So you're going to take it out of the wrapper, but you're going to leave it as a whole loaf rather than opening it up.
Well, I'm going to put it on my rack in the wrapper.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pull it out and finish it off on the grates.
Right. Because that wrapper is plastic, but it's not super sensitive to heat. They've designed it for that. You can't put it right on the grill, but above the grill on the rack, you aren't going to shrink wrap your loaf.
Yeah, I think it's foil.
Yeah. Well, check it out. Make sure. That's what I'm saying, because some of them aren't. But it's still heat resistant. You can do it that way. But, Bob, one of the things that when I think of a chunk of beef on the grill is the your sirloin roast or a chuck roast.
Oh, sirloin roast.
That we both love to use. But the sirloin is the cheap man's filet mignon.
I'm telling you, man, that's a great tasting piece of meat.
Right.
It's still one of my favorites. And I would probably throw that on the smoker and go medium smoke at about 300 degrees, depending on the size of the roast. You're going to have 2 or 3 hours getting her done.
Right.
But that's a beautiful piece. You can also get your butcher to cut you a nice 3-inch thick English cut chuck roast, and you can smoke that up as well. And that is a beautiful, beautiful piece of meat to smoke. And that's a big, dense piece. The chuck is going to have a lot of fat on it. You're gonna reduce that in your smoker beautifully. But I'll tell you what, you'll end up with, my goodness.
Yeah.
And that's cheaper than brisket.
Yeah. And a lot of those, both of those cuts, rather, the sirloin and the chuck, don't need a lot of seasoning at all. The let the meat do the work, because
you don't
a little
want to
salt
mess it
and pepper
up.
Maybe a dusting of garlic, but other than that,
they have that chuck flavor to them. You don't want to the sirloin and the chuck roast have that real authentic beef chuck flavor, and you don't want to screw it up with a bunch of mishmash, you don't teriyaki or any silly thing like that.
Right,
it's gonna taste so good that with the sirloin. You're going to want to bring that up to about 130, 135 max, but they're odd shaped pieces, so you got to be careful. You might find a tail on it or something like that, and you can trim that off early, and then that's for you and your buddies to eat at the grill while you're waiting for the rest of your second beer.
That's the best part of grilling right there, is there's always a tail or a chunk or a piece that's left over. But coming up next, we're going to go a little bit higher on the hog. We're going to hit some pork shoulders. Stick with us. We'll be back.
U-M-O-V-E. I love it. Yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting all week to move like you do. All sexy and smooth like you love to. All girl love.